Saffron Osmani. Just Saff. Yeah, well, I can't currently still use it, so yeah, nice. Fresh memories and then. Krishna Murthy.
A lot of the time, it's not her I have some of the locums, or a lot of the time I use Samantha Biggs, which I think it's really good. And yeah, what kind of memories do you
have?
Earliest memories John's got. There's one which is like quite a few years ago, it's probably not my earliest memory, but it's one that stands out, and that is when I was in year 9, so that would be, yeah, like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's when I was due to go on a water sports holiday with my school, a water sports trip. It's the kind of thing, because it's, you know, organised so far in advance, you know, I'd signed up for it a year before, so I've been looking forward to it literally all year. And then about a couple of weeks or a week before I was due to go, I came back down with a terrible stomach bug, like really bad. I couldn't eat anything. I was, you know, completely exhausted. And I was obviously off school and everything. And I just wasn't getting better, because usually we use homeopathy in this household. And, you know, it normally works for me 90% of the time. And no form of homeopathy seemed to be working for me, and nothing was budging. I remember just drinking lots of black tea and everything. Mum thought I was so ill that I shouldn't really go on the water sports holiday, which was going to be a tragedy. Like, I had been looking forward to it all year. And it was 2 weeks in the south of France with all of my friends, and there's no way I was going to miss it, like, literally no way. But fair enough, Mum was worried that if I was still ill out there, you know, it might get worse, or I just wouldn't have a good time. So it was the day we were going. It was the day we were going, because we were going in the evening. It was on like the Friday night we were leaving. And I just went in for an emergency appointment at John Scott. And obviously you're just going to have to sit around and wait for like an open appointment. And I think we waited just over an hour. I wasn't even anxious to get better. That wasn't the problem for me. I was just anxious to get it done in time. With literally the clock was ticking. I mean, like, I think this is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think we were leaving at like 7 or something in the evening. So I was just like, I think I'd packed already. I might have packed like a week before just to be ready. It seemed like John Scott, like it always was, quite busy. Yeah, but I don't think much of John Scott was on my mind, although kind of things were just like flitting through my mind. I have a feeling it might have been Samantha Biggs, but I can't remember. But obviously I understood like the dire situation, and they said it'd be fine for me to go away, and they just gave me some Imodium Plus. And I was just so relieved. I was literally so relieved, like... yeah, they gave me a few packets, I think, and instructed me to like take them when I was in France as well. I think I made the doctor really happy that she had made me really happy as well, so I was literally like, thank you. Like, all I needed was for her to tell my mum that it was safe for me to go on this holiday, so I was just like, thank God. The strongest memory is me waiting in the waiting room and like literally seeing the second hand on the clocks. Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, Ammonium's the one, going like over it. And it was just the waiting, thinking, oh my God, like my friends are now on their way to the coach. My friends are now, and I was just like, yeah, and I made it in the end.
So. I think Sam Biggs struck me when she first joined by virtue of the fact that she had a stud in her nose and she looked like sort of trendy.
Yeah.
I think she had a stud in her nose.
She's a nice one. She's really cool.
Yes. In fact, she did her post-medical training at John Scott, and then she got a permanent. And then she was back, and her name was up on the list as one of the doctors.
Honestly, can't. Actually, having said that, it's not like a particularly exciting memory, but I just remember, I know it's earlier than year 9, is getting my injections to go to Brazil there. So I suppose that was also, I mean, it always seems to be linked to me travelling, yeah. But I definitely remember my little sister having to get one of hers in her bum for some reason, her bum cheek. I'm not sure why they didn't just do it in her arm, but she was really scared and really upset. So I think my parents bought her a couple of new Beanie Babies for a present, which are those teddies you had when you were younger. So I think I was a little bit jealous of that, maybe. But yeah. But that was exciting because you knew that was kind of preparing you for your travels.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared of needles at all, so I just didn't really mind.